Now Rav Nosson Sal is going to add a cherry on top, something really special. V'zeh shekosav Admor Zal b'Sefer Aleph Beis. This is what Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Sefer Hamidos. Shetoiv leishev b'mikvah tachas hamayim ad shelo yuchal lahanshim. That it's a very, very good thing for a person when they go into the mikvah to go under the water and stay under the water as long as you can, as long as you can hold your breath, till you feel you're about to burst. Vaydezeh mevatlen dinim. And Rabbeinu Zal says, this is hamtoka sadinim. This can help eliminate, erase a judgment, any kind of judgment against the person. Again, physical, spiritual, health, taxes, anything. Kitzrichin levatel atzmoi barotzoin chozok b'mesiris nefesh kidei sheyizke lekabel aidei amikva ruach chodesh tikdusha kanal. A person has to nullify himself with tremendous desire, intense desire, with mesiris nefesh, to be prepared to give up his life in order to be zeicha through mikva to that new spirit of kedusha. V'alkein aydeze mevatlim dinim shehem hamenias, and therefore this helps to eliminate din. Din is judgment, which is another word for obstacles. Obstacles are things that come from midas hadin, from gevura. Ki ikar kol hamenias hem aydei dinim, because whenever a Jew experiences any obstacles blocking him from getting close to Hashem or getting close to the tzaddik, or accomplishing anything important he wants to accomplish, those obstacles are dinim. That's the Yetzirah, that's the Sitrachra, the left side. Gvura, Midas Adin. Those two go together. V'alkein mevatlen oisom aydei tfilas mikvah. And therefore we nullify them, we eliminate them by dipping in the mikvah. Bifrat kisheshoya kanal, especially when the person stays underwater like that until he can't hold his breath anymore. Shezeh bechinas rotzoin chozok b'mesiris nefesh. That's the way of saying, Hashem, I want you. Hashem, I'm prepared to almost die for you. You know, holding my breath till I can't hold it anymore. Shaydezeh meshabrim kol hamanios. Through this, a person shatters, smashes all the obstacles, v'zoiche lohoitzi mikoyach alapoyal, and the person will be zoiche to bring into fruition all the good things that he wants to accomplish. Again, this is a very special etzah. If and when a person can do it, if there's 30 people, if there's 3,000 people trying to get into the mikveh, obviously that's not a time for a person to say, everybody get out of the way and stay under for 12 minutes, you know, so that he can get his money's worth. This is when there aren't people around, or when you're not blocking anybody else, and a person can do it in an, you know, it's a very, very special thing. Paragraph Chof Aleph. V'alkein al yedei hanofas ho'oimer humapolas hacholkim v'hasoinim. Now we come to another thing that helps destroy and bring about the downfall of the enemies of the Jewish people. It's amazing. Rav Moshe Burstein just said this yesterday. He said that I'm concentrating now on getting to see the downfall of all the Jewish enemies, because it's brought that Iyar, we're in the month of Iyar now, it's brought that Iyar, Aleph Yud Yud Reish, is the Rosh Tevis, Oivai Yoshuvu Yevoishu Raga, that all of our enemies will be embarrassed in an instant. And we're going to see here, Rav Nosson Zal brings this in a few places in the Kutei Halachos, that one of the main times that we saw the downfall of the enemies of the Jews was during Sfiras Omer. Haman and many other major, major enemies of the Jews had their downfall during the Yemei HaSfira, specifically. It's also brought that we say, La'omer, Hayom Esrim Yoim, Shem Shnei Shavuos V'Shish Yomim, La'omer. The word La'omer, Lamed Ayin Mem Reish, makes up the first letters of a quote from the Gemara, where the Gemara speaks about a person falling from the highest, from the top of the top to the bottom of the bottom. The Gemara says, Me igra roma libira amikta, like from the highest, highest place to the lowest ditch. Me igra roma libira amikta is Rosh Tevois La'omer. And again, when a Jew is counting Sfira, if possible, these are some of the things to have in mind. That by our doing this mitzvah, as we're going to see now, that this should bring about the downfall of all the obstacles of the Jewish people, all the dinim, all the rishoyim that are opposing the kedusha. Those people who want to see the Jewish people wiped out, or they want to see, they don't want the Jews to be able to come close to Hashem or to fulfill the mitzvahs. Kamo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ubemilchamos tnufa nilcham bom. And with a battle of tnufa, he did battle against them. The word tnufa means the lifting up of the oimer. V'chein bimei hasfiro machniim hamoisrim shehem hamoinim kemoi shekosu b'sefer aleph beis. And as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sefer Hamidos, that the days of sfira are when we can bring about the downfall of a moiser. A moiser is the worst type of criminal, a person who would go to non-Jews and tell them, testify against the Jew to the non-Jews, for the non-Jews to be able to hurt that Jew, chas v'shalom. He would turn over a Jew to the non-Jews for them to kill him or things like that. And Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sefer Amidos that during the Omer is a time to be able to bring about the downfall of a moiser. Because as we've learned in the past few pages, through the omer of barley and through counting the sfira, we bring about the we weaken and we destroy, we eliminate the obstacles. And through that, automatically, all of our enemies and those who would want to chashon turn us over to the goyim, they all have a downfall. V'zeh shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, oimer se'oirim ihu bediku de'esh eschayil, shem Knesset Yisrael. That this korban oimer of barley is what checks out, is what, what's the word we're looking for? It bediku, it means it checks and tests. It tests the Jewish people. You know, the esh eschayil, the shechina, the Jewish, ki hamen, meaning just like a soita, a woman who her husband suspects that she might have done something wrong, they have to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and she brings a mincha of barley. These are the only two minchas of barley in Judaism. The soita, a woman who is suspect that she might have done something wrong, chas v'shalom, or the omer that the Jews bring before Kabbalah, you know, on the day after the second day of Pesach. Ki hamenioi seim ikar habedika v'hanisoyoin v'hatziruf shel kol echad miYisrael. Because the obstacles, that's the test. That's what tests, and that's what purifies each and every single Jew. Sheboidkim u'menasim u'metzarfen oisoy al yedei zeh im yuchal lamoid benisoyin l'shaber hamenioi's. Whereby they test him and they check him out to see if he can withstand the test and if he can overcome the obstacles. V'chol mi sheyesh lo lev chozak b'yoser, and whoever is stronger in his heart, whoever has a stronger heart, Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran that strength is not muscles. Strength, the ikar gvura, is in the heart. That's where the real, you see who's really powerful. If a person has a desire for something, and again, that desire is so powerful that nothing can block him, nothing can stop him. V'noite yoyser al huemes, and that person turns more to the truth than somebody else. Menasin u'metzarfen oysoi b'menias gedoylois v'chazokas b'yoser. They test that person and they purify that person with bigger, greater obstacles. You know, the most powerful obstacles in the world. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Hashem tzadik yivchon. Hashem tests the tzadikim. Kama shomru b'medrash, and it says in the medrash, hapishtoni hazeh, a person who's processing flax, kol mashu yedeh shepishtona yofa, the more he knows that his flax is real good quality, hum makishol of b'yoser, he beats it stronger, more, he hits it, strikes it harder and harder, because he knows that this is a real good product, that this flax, by beating it, he's just going to make it into a better quality linen. You know, it's not going to harm it in any way. So too, Rav Nosson Sal here is writing about those people who try to come close to Hashem, who try to come close to the tzaddik, and they go through a beating. And obviously, he was also referring to what he was going through. We know that out of all the people in Jewish history, we would have to search I don't know if we could find a person who had it more difficult, number one, in coming close to the tzaddik, when he first tried to come close, in his search for the tzaddik, and especially when he met Rabbeinu Zal, and in order to come close to Rabbeinu Zal, number one, and then even afterwards, after Rabbeinu Zal passed away, when he was the one who had the mission to disseminate the teachings of Rabbeinu Zal, to make sure that the teachings of Rabbeinu Zal would not fade away, but rather that it would stay with Klal Yisrael till the coming of Moshiach, and that this is what would lead the tshuva movement. We see what Rav Nosson Zal went through, that there's a booklet, Yemei HaTlois, which describes things that, again, no other Jew, many tzaddikim, Yosef HaTzaddik, his brothers wanted to kill him. They sold him, threw him into a pit of snakes, and sold him as a slave to Egypt. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal had to run for his life. There was a Moiser, again, Yehuda Ben Gerim, who went and told and blabbered, telling people, spread that the fact that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Zal had spoken against the Roman government. And then they came looking for him, and he had to hide in a cave for 13 years, where when he came out, his whole body was covered from head to toe with boils. His father-in-law saw him. He burst into tears. He started crying. He said, how horrible that I have to see my son-in-law looking like this. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Zal said, how lucky I am that you see me looking like this. If I didn't look like this, I wouldn't have gotten to what I got to. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal is writing about here, Hashem Tzadik Yivchon, that there are certain people that in order for them to get to the level they have to get to, everybody, they have to go through obstacles and tests and menias and nisyonos and beatings, big, major beatings. Because this is one of the main reasons why a human being comes into this world, b'shvil habechira, because of free choice. Meaning that there's gonna be good and bad, and the person has to choose between the two, number one. And part of that choosing process is that if you decide to choose good, they don't make it easy for you. There's all kinds of obstacles. And to see whether the person will, and for the person to stand up to the test. Ve'ikar kabola satoira, shubchinas shvuas, toli bozeh. And the main ability to receive the Torah, which is the holiday of Shavuos, is dependent on this. This is why we bring that oimer seorim, that barley, which reminds us of the test, that this mincha seorim, that's what tests the person. That like it tests the woman who's the soiter. It's telling us that these 49 days, this is when we're being tested. These are the obstacles. V'alkein, koidim shvuas, moinim arboim v'tishim e'asfira. This is why, before shvuas, we count the 49 days of sfira. That's how each and every one of us gets purified. The pasuk speaks about silver being purified, from all the extraneous stuff. It's purified sevenfold, seven times seven. Shivasayim hein bechinas memtes yemei hasfira. This Shivasayim refers to the 49 days of the Sfira, which is this purification period. And again, this is why in Breslov, they make such a big deal about counting Sfira, because this mitzvah, this bracha, is not like any other bracha. When a person is counting the Omer, it's reminding us that these are days of tshuva, these are days of purification. These 49 days are like the woman going to the mikveh they're going through the shiva nekiyim to get rid of all different kinds, all the 49 levels of tumah that we had when we were in Egypt. It's interesting. One of the things that stands out in my mind tremendously from one of the Hasidic Sforim, the Bnei Yisachar, who was one of the great tzaddikim that lived around the time of Rabbeinu Zal, Reb Tzvi Elimelech Midinov, and my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, quoted him gave many shiurim from that sefer. He writes, he has an incredible, fabulous discussion about Lag BaOmer. And in that discussion, part of it is he quotes the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where it speaks about the students of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. The five students, five main students, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told him, I want you to go out into the world and see, analyze what's the most important thing in life. What's the best thing in life? And each one of them came back with a different answer. And Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said, I say the most important thing in life is a good heart. Lev Toiv. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, what he said includes everything all the others said. If a person is zeichet to a Lev Toiv, they have everything. They'll have good friends, they'll have good name, everything. So the Bnei Yisachar there goes into an incredible explanation showing how this mission is tied into how did each one of them come up with their opinion at that time. One said it's a good friend, one said it's a good neighbor. He says, if you take a look at where the Torah begins, because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, go out and see what's the real toiv in the world. So he said, if you look in the Chumash, from the beginning, from the word Bereshis, if you count the letters and the word till you get to the word toiv, the first time that it says toiv in the Torah, there are 32 words before that. Bereshis, Bara, Elikim, Es, Hashemayim, Ves, Horetz, Voretz, Hoysa, Soyu, Vavoyu, Vechoshech, Alpnei, Sohoim, Veruach, Elikim, Rechefes, Alpnei, Amoyim, Vayomer, Elikim, Yehi, Oyer, Vayi, Oyer, Vayar, Elikim, Es, Ho'oyer, Ki, Toiv. So Toiv is the 33rd word in the Torah. And he ties this into Lag BaOmer, and he shows how he explains from there how each one of these rabbis gave, why this rabbi said it's a good neighbor. He shows because over there it speaks about light and darkness, which were neighbors, a whole fabulous explanation. And one of the things he says there is that the words Lev Toiv are Begematria 49. And he says this is the concept, this is the prerequisite to Kabbalah Satoira. We know that the peak of Kedusha is the 50th level. The 50th level is, what happened at the 50th level? The 50th level, we make a move? No. The 50th level is Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem comes to the person. Hashem says, Shuvu alai, you come to me, Va'ashuv aleichem, and I'll come to you. The 49 steps, we're trying to come close to Hashem. The 50th level, it's Hashem came down on Har Sinai. So Rav Nosson Zal brings in other places in Likutei Halachos that's why it says in the Torah, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, count 50 days, right? But in fact, we don't. We count 49 days. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, it means up to 50. And so what kind of baloney is that? What do you mean? There's no, 50 is really a beautiful number. Why? You know, and we always say that a mitzvah doesn't count until it's the one who finishes the mitzvah that counts. So why out of all the numbers to leave out, we leave out, we're so careful not to miss a day of the sphere, count every single day, up to 49. Comes to the most important day, the finish line, suddenly we're quiet. What's going on? Rav Nosson Zal explains, when we go to shul, on Shavuos, on the night of Shavuos, we daven mincha, you know, on Erev Shavuos, and then it says, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch says that there's a special thing to wait, not to daven mariv on Shavuos night until it's definitely nighttime. More so, Friday night you can daven early, and even other times, but Shavuos night, we're very makbid to wait. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Tmimois Tiena, that the days of the Omer should be complete. We want to make sure that those 49 days are full day. That the Rav Nosson says, you know what we're doing there when we're waiting? We're waiting. We're yearning. We're not saying anything. The 50th day, we can't count. We want to count. There's nothing more in the world than we would want to do than say, Hayoim Chamishim Ya. But we don't, because the peak of Kedusha, the highest level of Kedusha, is that silence. When we're quiet, we're bursting with yearning and desire. We want to come close to Hashem. We want to hit that 50. But we know we can't do it. Only Hashem has to give us that 50th. Vayered Hashem, Hashem comes down to us. That's His move, the fifth. Just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that there was one tzaddik in the world who accomplished 49 levels of Kedusha during his lifetime. Vatechasreyu me'at me'elekim, the Gemara says, he was missing a drop from Hashem. So the Gemara says he achieved 49 out of the 50 levels. But the Arizal says when he passed away, he achieved the 50th level. The word neshama, as a soul, he achieved the 50th level, because the word neshama is Moshe Nun. That's when Moshe achieved the 50th level. And he's buried on Har Nevo. The mountain Nevo is Nun Bo. The 50th was achieved on this mountain. This is the concept of these 40. This is what Rav Nosson Zal is talking about here. The whole discussion here was about Cheshek and Rotzim, that the main job of a Jew is desire, intense desire. We show that desire when you tell a kid that in 23 days you're going to get a bicycle. Certainly that kid learns how to count very quickly. Daddy, how many more days is it? How many more days is it? When somebody wants something desperately, there's a countdown. And that's these 49 days of the Omer where we're counting to show how desperate we are in wanting to receive the Torah. But again, we realize that when we finish counting 49 and we're up to the most important number, the 50th, what do? We close our mouths to show that we know that it's not us, it's Him. It's not us. We can't get it. Hashem has to give it to us. Hashem has to give us the Torah. No matter, in other words, on one hand, we're required to put in maximum effort, maximum. But in the end, it's the chesed of Hashem that gives it to us. Just like Rabbi Nazar writes in Torah Beis and Likut Imran, if you recall, we learned that if we weren't, that we cooked and we baked and everything, but if and then the fish turned over. And were it not for the fact that we were right near the boat, we would have drowned. And Rabbi Nazar says there that with all of our efforts, with all of our tefillos and our mitzvahs and everything, if it's not for the kindness of Hashem, we have no shot. We have no shot. And this is the message, this is what we're going through in these 49 days of the Omer. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining it here in a fabulous way, that in order to get close to the Kedusha, you have to have Ratzon. And you have to, Ratzon means screaming at one point in time. That's when we count the Omer, we're screaming, Hashem, we want you. We want to do tshuva, we want to ask forgiveness. But you have to know that the word chashmal, Chashmal means chash, and chash means silent. Mal means to speak. That there's a time to scream and there's a time to be silent. During the 49 days, we're screaming. Comes to that 50th, the avoda there is to be quiet. And that quiet is a deep, deep yearning, waiting for Hashem to give it to us. I'm acknowledging, I'm showing that I realize that the completion is not dependent on me. It's only Hashem's kindness.